Suddenly, the ocean was very calm. Then, very quickly, the wind came and the water turned white and stormy. Will saw a great ship come up from the bottom of the ocean. It was the Flying Dutchman. "Jack tricked me," Will thought. "He sent me to this old ship. He knew that Davy Jones would follow me." The real Flying Dutchman was made of pale wood and bones. Animals and plants from the ocean floor covered every inch of it. The Dutchman's sailors climbed onto the old ship. Will pulled out his sword and ran toward his rowing boat. Maccus, one of the Dutchman's sailors, stopped him. The other sailors joined Maccus and stood around Will.
"Get down on your knees,"
Greenbeard, another sailor, said angrily. Will quickly pushed his sword into his oil light. Burning oil covered the sword, and Will attacked the sailors. He fought hard, but suddenly something hit him in the face. As he fell, the Dutchman's sailors moved toward him. When he woke up, Will was still on the old ship. He was at the end of a line of sailors, all on their knees. Someone walked slowly toward them. It was Davy Jones. Jones was very ugly, with blue eyes and a long beard. His left hand and one of his legs were missing. He looked angrily down at the line of sailors in front of him.
"Six men are still alive," Maccus said.
Jones walked down the line.
"Do you fear death?"
he asked a sailor.
"I can offer you an escape."
"Don't listen to him,"
said another man in the line. He held a cross in his hand. Jones turned and shouted at the second man.
"Don't you fear death?"
"No, sir."
"Good luck, friend," Jones said.
He smiled, then turned to Greenbeard. Greenbeard threw the man into the ocean. Jones moved close to the first sailor.
"Life is painful, but you fear death. You can join my ship and escape it. You must spend 100 years on the Flying Dutchman. Will you come with me?"
the sailor said quickly.
"I will come with you."
Jones smiled and moved down the line. He stopped next to Will.
"You are neither dead nor dying. Why are you here?"
"Jack Sparrow sent me,"
Will replied.
"He wants me to pay you."
Jones looked very angry. "Does he? Shall I accept that offer?"
He turned his head and looked out across the dark ocean.